With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. We got word a short time ago of the death of a former U.S. Supreme Court justice.
Sandra Day O'Connor made history as the first woman justice when she was nominated by President Ronald Reagan in 1981 and confirmed to the nation's highest court. She often was the swing vote in closely divided cases during her tenure. In a statement, the Supreme Court said O'Connor died of complications related to advanced dementia, probably Alzheimer's, and a respiratory illness. O'Connor was 93.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Israel is again hammering Hamas after the Jewish state says Hamas broke the Gaza ceasefire by launching rockets into Israel. Israeli fighter jets took to the skies, bombing terrorist targets across Gaza, warning civilians in advance of the gathering storm.
Black smoke billows from the besieged territory as Israel drops leaflets over parts of southern Gaza, urging people to leave their homes, signaling it was preparing to widen its offensive. Renewed hostilities have heightened concerns for the about 140 hostages who remain in Gaza after 100 were freed as part of the truce.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma. Also at SRNnews.com, we're watching Capitol Hill anticipating a House vote today on whether to expel embattled Congressman George Santos. A House ethics panel accuses the New York Republican of financial wrongdoing, and Santos has been indicted, charged with stealing from donors and wire fraud. Santos insists that he has done nothing wrong and has been a champion of the conservative agenda. Montana's first-of-its-kind ban on Beijing-based TikTok has been struck down by a judge, put on hold, actually. The judge saying it is unconstitutional. Legal challenges will now work their way through the courts. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 43 points. This is SRN News. A group of 17 Republican attorneys general takes on the Biden administration.
They have sent a letter to Washington decrying a proposed rule that would require any foster child who identifies as LGBT be placed only with parents who promise to affirm their lifestyle and, quote, provide services necessary for their health and well-being. That would include sex change operations. The attorneys general point out that some states are banning those kind of surgeries on children because of their devastating consequences. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Russia's Supreme Court has effectively outlawed LGBT activism. In a lawsuit filed last month, the Russian Justice Ministry argued that the authorities had identified manifestations of an extremist nature in the LGBT movement and asked for a ban. Now the High Court has agreed. In 2013, the Kremlin adopted the first legislation restricting gay activism, banning any public promotion of the lifestyle among children. SRN News. Federal watchdog investigating how the Biden administration chose the site for the new FBI headquarters.
It follows a contentious competition marked by allegations of conflict of interest from the Bureau's director. Virginia leaders have released a letter saying the Inspector General for the General Services Administration is probing the decision to move the headquarters from Washington to Greenbelt, Maryland, rather than a site in Virginia. While Virginia leaders call on the GSA to pause relocation work until the review is complete, Maryland leaders say the project will move forward. The agency has denied any conflict and says it chose Greenbelt because it was the cheapest option. Keith Peters reporting.
2 years behind the original schedule, Tesla delivering the first dozen or so of its futuristic electric pickup trucks to customers, representing more competition for GM, Ford, and Rivian already have electric trucks in the marketplace. More details, SRNnews.com.